5:27 South African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning, the 25th of Dhul Hijjah, 1444, which is also the 14th of July, 2023. As I was saying, it will be the last Friday for the year, 1444. Next week, inshallah, we will be in the month of Muharram. Ustad, it's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Zulhijjah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah An-Naml, chapter number 27, verses 73, 74, and 75. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Wa inna rabbaka, and verily your sustainer, nourisher, provider, Rabb, simple example, the day we are born, the day our children are born, they don't have any teeth. And then after some time, then you find the baby teeth. And thereafter, you find the permanent teeth. Now, who is bringing about all these changes? Then we look at our body anatomy, our fingers, our toes, and everything else. There is definitely a supreme being. Only that person who is arrogant or ignorant will reject that. Wa inna rabbaka ladhu fadlin. Surely he is the sole possessor of grace. Alannas, out of his grace, out of his mercy we exist. We inhaling, exhaling, we are sleeping, we are waking up, eating, drinking, all the enjoyments of life. Walakinna aktharahum la yashkurun. But majority of this human being, Muslim and non-Muslim, they are ungrateful, not thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah complains of me and you, O masterpiece. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very, very few of my servants are shakur, are very grateful to me, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And why are we ungrateful? Chapter 100, verses 6, 7, and 8. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Beshak ye insan apne Rab ke bohot hi na shukar hai. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah. I translated it in Urdu and English. Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. And the best testimony to it, the more Allah gives us, the more brazen we become in violating the laws of Almighty Allah. We violate the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why do we do that? Majority of us. Chapter 100, verses 6, 7, and 8, Surah Al-Adiyat. The reason and the rationale, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily, this human being is madly, intensely in love with this wealth of his. More and more, more and more, the heart gets saturated with the love of wealth and assets, and the love for Almighty Allah disappears. The love for Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam disappears, and then this human being becomes ungrateful, unthankful. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ وَمَا يُؤْلِنُونَ. And verily your sustainer, nourisher, provider, لَيَعْلَمُ, surely he knows, nothing is obscure and hidden from him. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. مَا تُكِنُّ صُدُورُهُمْ, what your hearts, your bosoms, your hidden agenda, your ulterior motive, what it is hiding, everything is known to him. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ, the eyes that are disloyal, and what we hide in the inner recesses of our heart, all that is known to Almighty Allah. We tell people, this is my intention, but we have another agenda and an ulterior motive. وَمَا يُؤْلِنُونَ, and whatever we pronounce and announce publicly for public consumption, everything is known to Almighty Allah جل وعلا. وَمَا مِنْ غَائِبَةٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, there is nothing which is hidden and obscure from human being and creation. In the celestial creation, وَالْأَرْضِ, in the terrestrial creation, in the heavens and in the earth, anywhere, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, but everything is written in the book which Almighty Allah told the pen to write everything, نون وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ, chapter 68, the right of the beginning of chapter 68. So everything is in the knowledge of Allah, every person, everybody's destiny is written, and that is why we believe in it, and it is an article of faith. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you around the world, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally with the news, views, and interview. Our starting point, Israel, the Haramis, the terrorists, Hitler's children, listen to what they're doing. Israeli ministers are criticizing Biden. Why are they criticizing him? Because why is he not inviting Bibi? Bibi, and during the time of Trump, used to take his dirty underwear. His wife used to take her dirty laundry, and they used to go wash their clothing there in the White House. But now Biden say, I don't want you in the White House. You will make it, you understand, you will pollute it. Can you imagine America not inviting the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel's prime minister? What the smack in the face for Bibi. Herzog is going, the president will be going of Israel, the rogue terrorist regime, to America. Tuesday he'll be addressing the Congress there. Ilhan Omar, her forefathers hail from Palestine. She told Herzog, go to hell. Me, I'm not coming to your talk and I'm boycotting you. Rightly done. Well done to you, Ilhan. Other things, something we disagree with you, but on this issue we agree with you. Why must you attend the president of the rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime and Hitler's children? So you must remember one of the biggest terrorist haramis. Did I say so? Listen to what he says, Gideon Levy. Every Jutla, every Harami, every Zionist, go and read yesterday's Haaretz. Gideon Levy writes, the Israel rotten, racist justice system. This is not me. This is your newspaper. This is your journalist, Gideon Levy. He writes the truth 90% of the time, and a great journalist. He says they use their rotten, racist justice system to try and liberate Jerusalem. So what is that? You evict and kick out the Palestinians in the homes they're living for 70, 80, 300 years, and then you put one Harami family there, settler family, and that you call your peace, that you call your ministers, your Smotrich and your Ben-Gvir Ibn Himar, the donkey. See, you will never come right, Israel. Yesterday, thousands of Jutlas haramis were blocking the road outside the U.S. embassy. And what can you do now? The whole world is seeing it. The turmoil and the implosion. Where are you, Jonathan? Where are you, Shalom, Shalom? Where are you, Gideon, you haramis? I told you in my lifetime and your lifetime, inshallah aziz, it is my dua and supplication. We petition Allah even this morning. We cry, we beg, we petition Allah. Allahumma ahlikhum kama ahlakta Adam wa Thamud. Ya Allah, dismantle the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Then the world will find peace. Remember that. Canadian fire still not contained. You know how big that fire is? The BBC said that that fire is so that the land area that where everything got basically destroyed is larger than the land area of Switzerland and Israel put together. Sudan, now they want to charge them for war crimes. This is what I can't understand. You must remember of the Western mentality. That I understand it, but they don't want to understand it, and they pull the wool over the people's eyes, you know, because people are ignorant. I mean, let us be honest about this. So, you see, Russia and Sudan, they made a deal that Russia will have a military base in Sudan. America pokes his nose inside and say no ways. And then they get the rapid forces, pay them millions, billions, and now the fighting starts. And now it's 3 months approximately, all hell has broken loose. Go see what's happening in Darfur and so forth and so on. But who is to blame originally? That is what we must see. Israel, who is to blame originally? The British, the American, the Western. For what? The Muslims got nothing to do if the Jews were killed there by Germany and Hitler. So why you come and punish the Palestinians? It's a simple thing. But the white hegemony has to rule. That is what you must say. Biden, with his nappies, he says Putin lost the war. It's the direct opposite. Putin says we're carrying on and we're going to continue thrashing them and whooping them. And you, America, NATO and Europe, you are running short of your weapons and so forth. And remember, the cluster bombs are already there in Ukraine. And Putin says once you start that, then you will see what we will do. Dance all the proper dance. To you, Cyril, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa, let's make it a bit official. Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa, the president of South Africa, now they tell us Zuma must go back to jail. Do you want South Africa to go back to fire, to civil war, or what are you all up to? Can't you just give the guy, he's an old man, he committed crimes, okay, so we pardon him. Can't you pardon him? Finish and clear. End of the story. You know your ANC's name is stinking everywhere in the world. So show some leadership, show some wisdom, and say, President Zuma, we have pardoned you. Go and go relax there in your retirement village in Kandla. End of the story. Now you're going to send him to jail. You'll put South Africa back into the doldrums and see how many people's lives will be lost. I mean, use some leadership, man. Don't be such a fool, man. Please. LGBT tourists, welcome to Saudi Arabia. Can you believe this? And then they had e-sport, the Israeli flag flying high in Riyadh. Can you believe this? And then you come and tell me MBS is a Muslim? Today in the Haram, they'll be making dua for him in Makkah, Medina. MBS is a murtad. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِي فَوَ كَافِرٌ. That is my fatwa, and you can tell anybody in the world that whosoever got shak regarding his kufr, MBS kufr, and you agree with him, you yourself, you're out of the fold of Islam. Modi lands in France, and now he says the Security Council membership must be changed. You know what Modi is pushing for? Modi says India has become very powerful. We want the rupee also to dominate. I want a place there in the Security Council. We also must have veto power. That is what he's going for. And now they want to send a rocket up. Remember in August, they say India must join the elite group of America, Russia, China. We're a powerful nation. But Modi, I got a question for you. How come you can't settle the things there in Manipur? The people are dying, the churches are burning, the Jutlas also are suffering. And you must remember, the Hindus are all up in arms, and the Christians, and so you can't solve their problem, and you want to go there to United Nations, and you haven't solved the problem of Kashmir, you haven't solved the problem of the Dalits, the untouchables. So come Modi, you are the butcher of Gujarat, and that will be a stain on you for the remainder of your life. You must remember that. Now let me give you, you're touting Thomas's, a nice, wonderful incident. I know many of you whiteys, you journalists, or other colors, it doesn't matter to me. You listen to me, and now you want to write your stories. Write the story. Because Biden, America, are looking at it with jealousy. And your mainstream media does not write this. My brothers, the Taliban, our Mujahideen, who whooped the hell out of America and 47 other countries, they would dare come back there. So Taliban looked at the world. America, haramis. Russia, haramis. British, haramis. They all came and invaded our country. But the China, they are haramis. It's true, they are persecuting the Uyghur Muslims, but they never invaded our country. They never invaded one square inch in Africa. So let us deal with them. So they gave them a 25-year contract for their oil. And it is now going to boom, remember that. And we told you the ahadith of Khurasan. Remember, the power will come there. It's going to become a military power, economic power. The Arab states will all fall. Israel will fall. America will fall. China and them. The China haramis, remember that. Putin also harami, but for us is a good harami. Anybody gives America hiding, Israel hiding, that we will support him. So Afghanistan and China have signed the 25-year deal regarding the oil. So lithium is there, oil is coming out there, many, many things there, minerals there under the land and sand of Afghanistan. And the Taliban are now, you understand, rubbing their hands. We will run this world. Then you will show them what is Islamic law and so forth. See the harami industries. I told you, Muslims, the men busy with Hollywood, the women busy with Bollywood, and the children busy with Robin Hood, all shaitans together, haramis, children, and all these things in 3 hours' time. So Hollywood is going to grind to a halt. 160,000 actors finish, they all on strike. And the whole industry is haram, unlawful, cursed, remember that. So this is what your intelligence, this is what your artificial intelligence has done. This is what your robots has done. They say these guys are taking our job now. They tell telling us they don't need us, you see. So that is what I told you 100 times. Greed is greed. So what is their greed? Only greed. Make money, make money, make propaganda, and so forth and so on. They show me one film they made. Not that films are permissible, it's haram. Show me one film they made where they showed all the war crimes of Israel. Show me one. You must remember that. From 1948 till 2023, 75 years, show me you Hollywood. Show me you Bollywood. That you made one film that showing, highlighting to the world that these are the crimes committed by Israel against my children, against my flowers, against my brothers and sisters in different parts of Palestine, occupied Palestine. Al-Ardul Muhtalla, Al-Ardul Mubaraka, Al-Ardul Muqaddasa. That is what the Quran calls it. The holy land, the sacred land. And politically today we call it Al-Ardul Muhtalla. Don't come tell me of Saudi Arabia and Emirates and Bahrain and King of Jordan and King of Morocco and the Pharaoh of Egypt. They are murtads out of the fold of Islam. I'm speaking the true hardcore facts that I'm speaking about. So that is what I'm asking. But the whole industry is a cursed industry. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 is Mufti Muhammad Aku today. And then 11:30, inshallah, we'll be joining Makkah Mukarramah. Sheikh Salih Humaid will be delivering the khutbah, inshallah. inshallah, and we will be in Kelvin, inshallah al-Aziz, and from there we will translate it, inshallah, and then the 12:25 will be the Adhan in Masjid Abdullah bin Salam, and 12:30 the talk will start. It will be live on Markaz Sahaba, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, so you can listen to it between 12:30 and 1:15 or so, inshallah al-Aziz, the lecture and the khutbah and salat. So today, Kelvin is, the amount of people inviting me for lunch. I'm really honored, man. How many people sending me messages? So inshallah, Allah reward you for your intention. And today is Jumu'ah, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week and the last Jumu'ah of 1444. Durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Anonymous says, Ustad, being an MP, is my salary halal, Ustad?
So if you are supporting abortion, if you are supporting, you must remember that prostitution, you're supporting that they must build more casinos and all that, obviously is haram. Today, which party's allegiance is to Islam? No one. I show me one Muslim politician from 1994 till now who did something good for Islam besides pocketing money. Show me one. Understood? So you must remember, everybody uses Islam for their own pocket and for their self-interest and so forth and so on. So remember this, our fatwa is this, this income is tainted and polluted, because once you enter today's politics, your allegiance is not to Islam, your allegiance will be to your party. If you are belonging to ANC, what happened our Marikana? Who is held responsible? Zondo Commission, millions and billions spent, and so forth. Who is held responsible? All this crime going on, you must remember that. So the children and people who died, you must remember there. In that, you know, these words are so difficult also. These people who were not mentally well and so forth. And adults also. So who is responsible, I'm asking you. So till today, you must remember, and they tell you, you must vote with the ANC, otherwise you'll have big problems. So that's why your politics is haram of today. DA, you know they're 100% pro-Israel and so forth and so on. And the Muslims are there, so many of them. So since when your income becomes halal and so forth, once you align yourself to an organization and you compromise your belief, then there's a big question mark on your iman itself. Greed is greed today. That is the religion that they follow.
Hakustad, I see we've got Brian. He says here, but AK, is there no law regarding or controlling doctors' fees? They have a take it or leave it attitude, knowing that your life is in their hands. Brian, Ustad.
Brian, there are three things here. If you are speaking of majority, I concur with you, I agree with you. Brian, you fall sick today. Allah forbid, God forbid. They're not interested in you, Brian. You go to all these clinics and top shot hospitals. Do you have a medical aid or not? So there. If you don't have medical aid, this is the cash deposit. This is how much you will have to make EFT and you will have to put into your account and so forth. So forget all that. Doctors today, Muslim, non-Muslim, we speak of majority, are there to save humanity. They're all there, all meaning majority, to say, to serve, to fill their pockets. Remember that. All that oath, it died long time. You must remember that. That's why we say capitalism is a curse. Therefore, we say secularism is a curse. Therefore, we say Zionism is a curse. Why? All these systems are only one: money, control, and power. Islam teaches us, when Allah has blessed you with something, wa ahsin kama ahsanallahu ilayk, do good unto humanity as Almighty Allah did good unto you. This is the Islamic system. Islam says it is not your business acumen, it is not your so-called intelligence, it is nothing to do with you, it is not your degrees, it is the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And that is what Quran teaches us. You want to learn business ethics, Mr. Lawyer, Mr. Doctor, Mr. Professional, Mr. Maulana, Mr. Mufti, whatever you want, go to chapter 28, Surah Qasas, verse 77. وَبَتَغِ فِي مَا أَعْتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ First thing, ask yourself, my choice, my intention should be, search for that what Allah will grant you in the year after. Step number one. Step number two, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share in the worldly life. Charge people. Nobody says no. But don't exploit people. Don't go and milk them right till the last cent in their medical aid. And then you come tell us you are serving humanity. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. My friends, my family, I tell them, you're a doctor, every day treat one patient free of charge. Really a lawyer, serve one person, tell him for you, pro bono, we won't charge you anything. Do good. I am doing estates for 40 years. I never charged a person. So you must remember that we're giving fatawas every day. So this, you do it with zeal, with love, with passion, and so forth. We never ever charge anybody. So but the lawyer will put his their stopwatch there. The parade lawyer, the doctor will tell you, hey, you owe the hospital ABC such amount, and you owe me such an amount. By the time that mota, that person looks at his bill, he gets a second heart attack. After Malpak, straight Allah Pak. You see, he's gone then. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ. And don't use that knowledge and that wealth and that influence of yours. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't cause mischief, mayhem on this earth. Speak the truth and stand for justice. Chapter 28, verse 77. Every fraternity, the medical fraternity, the legal fraternity, the ulama fraternity, the scholars fraternity, listen to that advice. That are the ethics and the basis. Therefore, I tell you, this whole Sharia compliant and halal log, all haram they are. It's all money-making gimmicks, man. Not one principle they're practicing on here. So that is what Islam says.
I see one doctor message now. He says, I've never liked you, Mufti AK. Remember, we doctors studied also.
So Shaitan also studies. So the Pope also studies. So you must remember that. I'm not here that you must like me, my brother doctor. I'm asking you the difficult questions which no Maulvi will ask you on your face. How much you pocketed during the COVID?
Allah.
How much you pocketed? You understood? So that is the questions we are asking you. Today, everything is coming out. You guys, again, I repeat, we don't say all doctors, but we will say many doctors. You wrote there, covered, but you know it's not covered. Why? Because you were getting kickbacks from there. And that is the real harsh truth. Remember that.
Ustad, can istinja be made with Zamzam water?
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Are you really crazy? Is your brain upstairs or is by your rifle? So you must remember, they're totally, absolutely haram. Mustafa, when Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam, he don't like me, but he listens to me. How's that? What do you say? No, you don't like me, right? But you listen to me. So now what do you say? Switch it off. You don't can't switch it off. Why? You won't get this news anywhere. So anyway, you must remember that Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim. So Almighty Allah teaches us when Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, now he leaves his wife, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, and his beloved son Ismail alayhi salatu salam, warzuqhum min al-thamarat. Ya Allah, bless them with thamarat. Give them the fruits. Give them the physical fruits. Ya Allah, and give them the spiritual fruits. So Ustad Sheikh Said Baghdash, the son-in-law of Sheikh Awwama Hafidhahumullah, he says the first thing the dua got accepted for, chapter 14 and verse 37, was for Zamzam. And what Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ma uzamzama lima shuriba lahu. Whatever intention you make when you drink the Zamzam. You see the words? You drink the Zamzam. Not use on your backside. So your brain's in your rifle or what? So you must remember, this is authentic hadith. Remember in Ibn Majah, خَيْرُ مَاءٍ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ. It is the best water, the most pure and sacred water on the face of this earth. Totally, absolutely haram to use it for istinja and to clean yourself, your privates and so forth.
I've got Jeremy. He says, Palestinians in Gaza mourning the killing of Shirin Abu Akleh. I find it very strange, AK. Jeremy, Ustad.
Jeremy, your brains are in your rifle. You must remember that. So you must remember Shirin Abu Aqila is a Palestinian and a Christian, and she had a dual citizenship, Palestinian and American. Your jutlas, haramis, Hitler's children, super terrorists murdered her. Why you murdered her? Because she was a journalist for Jazeera. For 20 years plus, she was exposing your war crimes. And you saw how they dealt with her, even during the time they were carrying her casket in a coffin. Shame on you, Jeremy. Hang your head in shame. Your brains is in your rifle, I think. So you must remember, the whole world condemned Israel for that. Because she's a Christian. Because she's a Palestinian. And leave a Christian and Palestinian. She's a human being. And you murdered her in cold blood. And what did your Israeli Defense Force say? What they did to my son. What they did to my son, Muhammad Tamim, 2 years old. Case closed, no questions. What they said about Abu Aqila, about Shirin Abu Aqila, case closed, no questions will be entertained. That's why we say, Jeremy, you must go to Israel, and then we're going to tell our people, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Mm. That is what we say. There's no other language you understand, you harami.
I see Craig says, I also don't like you, but I admit I listen to you, AK. Ustad.
I know you must listen to me, B and C. When I tell you something, you don't listen to me. And then after 6 months, you come and tell me I'm right. When I told you, you B and C, Barbara and Craig, don't go to America. You told me, go and fly a kite. I flew my kite. After 6 months, you came back. You say, AK, we sorry. South Africa, viva South Africa. Why? South Africa is the best country. You can do all the corruption and you get away. Because why? The robots don't work. The manzi don't work. You know the manzi? Uh-huh. Yeah, the manzi is the moya. The water don't work. The electricity don't work. The ministers sit on their laurels and backsides and get the increase. Mm. So, of course you're going to listen to me. Who else is going to tell you all these things, B and C? Right, what you say, Barbara and Craig? You sit quietly here and revoke your passport of America. Say South African passport is good. That's why I'm telling Cyril, just forgive Zuma and end of the story. Mm. We all want to live in peace. We don't want war and so forth. You will never find another South Africa, Muslim or non-Muslim, for living purposes.
Well, I've got one more question. I've got Rajesh. He says, morning to you, to the team. Is Prime Minister Narendra Modi losing his popularity nowadays? Why? Rajesh, who's that?
When Rajesh, you are a zalim, you are a tenpot dictator, you murder people and tell your goons and tell your terrorists to go rape women, murder children, to tear up the women who are pregnant, so you murder them and their fetus. So what you expect, my brother? Just go and read the 2002 report of Gujarat, what Modi and his goons and his terrorists did to the Muslims. More than 2,000 of them murdered, plundered, raped by them. And that's why we call him the butcher of Gujarat. America said no visa for him. But you know, Americans also, just like Israelis, they all speak with a forked tongue. And then when he became prime minister, they changed the tune. So therefore, no person can be a zalim and oppressor and tenpot dictator. And you expect you're going to stay in power. Nay, it must fall. Quran has taught us, innal batila kana zahuqa. Verily, the falsehood will perish, remember, sooner or later. So we leave it there, inshallah. 6 o'clock news with Maulana Zahid Khan, and then the Fajr Adhan, and then Maulana Khalid. Remember, 11:30 khutbah from Makkah, and inshallah, 12:30 our khutbah, our lecture in English, inshallah, from the Kelvin Masjid Abdullah bin Salam, inshallah, inshallah, Al-Aziz. Make dua for us, make dua for the Ummah, Ameen. And Palestine, and Masjid Al-Aqsa, and the Haramain Sharifain. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. I see Ismail passing salams to you, Ustaz.
Ismail, my brother in Santiago, how are you, my brother? Pray for the Palestinians. Mm. Pray for the Jutlas. Allah must give them guidance how you and me receive guidance. Ameen. And if they don't, then Allah must destroy and decimate them. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.